Yes, Romans 8, 31 to 39. In view of all this, what can we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? Certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him for us all. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all things? Who will accuse God's chosen people? God himself declares them not guilty. Who, then, will condemn them? Not Christ Jesus, who died, or rather, who was raised to life and is at the right-hand side of God, pleading with him for us. Who, then, can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble do it, or hardship, or persecution, or hunger, or poverty, or danger, or death? As the scripture says, for your sake we are in danger of death at all times. We are treated like sheep that are going to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we have complete victory through him who loved us. For I am certain that nothing can separate us from his love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through God, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Were many of you alive in the 60s? Were you listening to music? Right then. Do you want a test about love songs from the 60s? Yeah? You're going to be good. Right, first one with your hands up. I'm going to tell you some lyrics. First one with the title of the song. I'm not going to sing them, don't panic. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. What's the next line? Love is all around. Well done. See? Easy. Right, how about this one? Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old miniskirt dress. But when she gets weary, you try a little tenderness. I see, when young girls get weary, you have to try a little tenderness. Okay, listen, when I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is take a look at you, then I'm not so blue. When you're so close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you... It sounds like a passionate poem, this, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree, baby? You and me... are meant to be? No. When I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is take a look at you, then I'm not so blue. When you're so close to me, or when you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love? I know, you're not going to get that with me. No, it's more tricky when you're doing it in a different way. Right, okay. I need the shelter of someone's arms. And there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. And there you were. I don't know if it goes like this at all, but I'm just giving it a bit of passion. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions, I want to stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby. How? How sweet... Oh, come on. How sweet it is To be loved by you. Yeah, Paul sings that one. Right, okay. Well, right, you ready? There's nothing you could say to tear me away from my guy. There's nothing you could do because I'm stuck like glue to my guy. Yeah, right, okay. If you need me, call me no matter where you are. No matter how far, don't worry, baby. Just call my name.
And I'll be right there.
I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Because, baby, there... Oh, look, this was your era as well. I'm really disappointed.
I know, but it's the way
you're saying it. I know. If you need me, call me, no matter where you are. Because, baby, there ain't no... mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe. Can't keep his mind on nothing else. He'll trade the world for the good thing he's found. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down. I just copied those bits. I haven't even got to the line of the song. But the song is When a Man Loves a Woman. Ah, you see, there's so many of these great songs. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I'd be a liar if I was to say to you, yeah, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby.
No.
It's good, isn't it? There are so many songs about love. Yeah, there's so many songs. How many songs could you just name with love in the title? Anyone? Shout them out. 8, 10. Go on then, 10. You can name 10. So should we do it that game? Who can do more than 10? 10, right, okay. Name 10 songs with love in the title.
Love, Love Me Do.
Love, Love Me Do. One.
Boy Needs Love.
Are we doing it as a team now? Sorry? Say again. All You Need Is Love. Love Me Tender. Love Is All Around. Stop in the Name of Love. Sorry, say again. Love changes everything. Baby love.
She loves you, yeah, yeah.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, what was yours?
I think...
Okay. Any more? We've only got 8. You failed. You said 10. There's likely to be a song called that, isn't there? Even if there isn't, you could write it quick. I know. It wouldn't. I can assure you, it wouldn't. Yeah, but there's lots and lots of songs about love. And it's not surprising because love is the most powerful thing. Love is the thing that, yeah, makes the world go around. Love is the thing that makes all the difference. It can change everything. Yeah, love can do that. And when it's the love of God, how much more can it change everything? How much more does the love of God keep this world going and makes this world a better place and makes this world a place that we can thrive because of the love of God. And as Reg read from Romans 8, a great passage about the power and strength and unending love of God. And as we, yeah, have Valentine's Day, a sort of a good day, for some, a tough day for others. but a day when it's good, not just to remember the love of other people, but the love that we have from God. And perhaps a challenge as how we can love others. I mean, this passage is more mainly about, isn't it, that when we're facing trouble, no matter what trouble we're facing, no matter what trial we're facing, no matter what difficulty we're facing, no matter what we're facing, we can totally rely on God's love. In fact, when we're going through those things, we can perhaps more rely on God's love. We can know God's love stronger and closer when we're going through those things. It begins off, doesn't it? What should we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Who can ever be against us? I love those little words that sometimes jump out when you're not expecting it. And you think, yeah, as I just read it in this translation, what? No one can ever be against us. It's not just no one is against us now when I'm in church, or no one is against us when things are going well, but no one and nothing can ever be against us. That's good, isn't it? Just to know that God's love, there's nothing that is big enough or strong enough to ever stop the power of love. There's another one. The power of God's love. They'll keep coming, Jude. The power of God's love. Yeah, nothing can stop it. You know, his love, I mean, let's think about this. His love made him send Jesus into the world to die for us. That is the most amazing love. And if he won't spare his own son to show how much he loves us, is there anything that he'll hold back from loving us with? Yeah, because he wants to give us love. He wants to give us more than we need, more than we could expect. I mean, just so you know, everyone, I hope you have bought the presents, but it is my birthday tomorrow, and I will be expecting loads and loads and loads and loads of presents. Well, no, actually, you get something and you think, that's enough. Or perhaps when you're buying a present for someone, you think, well, I've bought this and that's enough. Sometimes you might think, I bought it and it's generous and it's enough. But the way God does it, says, I've shown you my love. Now I'm going to show you some more. And now some more. Oh, and some more. And here's some more love. And here's some more. And here's some more. Because God's love is unlimited. That's the reality, isn't it? That, you know, he will give us everything else. Because his love for us is not limited. And that's a challenge, isn't it? When we love others, do we sometimes limit our love? Because the challenge is for us to love like Jesus loved. And Jesus loves us without limit. That's a challenge, isn't it? The passage goes on, who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? Who then will condemn us? Nothing, nothing that is out there, nothing that is in here can ever separate us from God's love. I saw this illustration recently, and I love this, and I thought I'd try and do it again. It's this idea that God chases after us with his grace and mercy. Because he loves us so much, he chases after us with his grace and mercy. Reg, come here. I'm just going to choose some people because, Reg, this is you, okay? And you're going to, not yet, because I've got to get grace and mercy to chase after you in a minute. But as Reg goes along, he sometimes does some wrong stuff. and every time, not yet, but every time he does wrong stuff, he sort of drops a bit of rubbish on the floor, because that represents the wrong stuff he does. So as he walks along, you can start. Right, and then Sue, if you can be Mercy, okay, you've got to chase after Reg. It'd be better on a hall floor, but you've got to chase after Reg, sweeping it up. there might be, he has a lot of rubbish, so let's have another Mercy. Would you like to be Mercy as well?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Right, so you chase after Reg as he drops the things. So Mercy, come on, okay, go up there just in case that Mercy, Mercy one, misses. So Mercy chases after Reg and thing. But then the enemy comes. Who wants to be the enemy? Oh, who wants to be the enemy? Roz, you'd love to be the enemy. Come on, Roz, come on. So Roz, he's coming along. You've got to come this side. You can't be that side. We've got to. So Roz, the enemy, well, not Roz, we won't call her Roz now, that's bad. Right, the enemy is coming after to Reg and wants to condemn him in some way. But as he goes along, Mercy is sweeping up. Well, you can attack that one as well, but you're more sweeping up. Yeah, no, sweep him up. It's very difficult on the carpet, I know. But you're sweeping up. And so go that way. Don't come this way towards the enemy. And so they're sweeping up. And the enemy is chasing after, slowly, otherwise. Oh, okay, they're putting them out there. You can't find them there. They're just sweeping away. You can only get them there. And so they're chasing after. But also, there's Grace that is running after Reg. And Grace is running after Reg. And says, Grace, mate, you can live better than that. You're so good. You're loved. God's got passion for you. No, don't do that. Come on, you can live. No, come on, you're better than that. You don't need. Let's put all these down. You can live. Because Grace is running after him. And Mercy is clearing up anything that does go wrong. And the enemy has nothing to condemn him with. Yeah? Thank you all. That was a different illustration, but I think it almost worked. But that's the reality, isn't it? That God says nothing can condemn you. And it might be you're thinking, well, God can condemn me because I know I sin a lot. But God's mercy is chasing after you. God's mercy is chasing after you. His grace is chasing after you. And he won't let you be condemned. Because that is how much he loves you. Yeah? He won't let you be condemned. And then Paul goes on, can anything separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean we're no longer loved if we have trouble or calamity or persecuted or hungry or all these things? No. No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Jesus who loves us. True, isn't it? If we think when bad things happen, that means God doesn't love us, how do we make sense of the 1 in 7 Christians in the world who are persecuted for their faith? Who are, you know, whose homes are burned? Who are put in prison? But if we talk to them, and when we have the privilege of them talking to us, they say it's in those moments I know how much God loves me. I'm so aware of God's love. Because those things don't keep them from God's love. Those things make the reality of God's love. And the most challenging thing is that people, you know, I've heard people who are persecuted, and we say, can we pray for you? And they say, no, we want to pray for you, for us. And they pray for us because we have it too easy. And they say, how can you fully rely on God's love when it's so easy? And that's the truth, isn't it? Sometimes we think it's all too easy. I can survive on my own. I don't need God's love. But we need to stay close. Because A, we don't know what's going to happen as we walk out. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But let's not wait until the calamity to say, God, I know you love me. I'm going to stay close. I'm going to stay so close. Yeah, because he has the victory. That's what these people who are persecuted know. That Jesus has the victory. Their bodies can be burnt or broken or killed. But no one can take away the victory they have in Jesus. Yeah, and that's what we can rely on. The victory that we will have, no matter what tough thing comes along. And then Paul talks about how nothing can separate us from God's love. No power, nothing above or below or out there or in there or death or, you know, whatever. Nothing can separate us from God's love. I love that because so often when I remember doing sort of relationship lessons at schools, and we say there's three types of love. There's a love that says, I'll love you until. Yeah, there's, I'll love you until this, whatever happens. Yeah, until you do this, until you don't do that, I'll love you. Yeah, there's, I won't love you unless. There's that type of love. Yeah, or I'll love you unless you do this. So it's conditional stuff. And then there's a love that says, I'll love you whatever. Not whatever, but I'll love you whatever. That's the love God has for us. Yeah, whatever we're going through. Whatever we think is tough and hard, God says, I love you. And it's not going to change. It's not going to change. There's nothing you can do that will make me love you any less or any more, because my love for you is so big and so great and so unending. I love you. And the challenge, I suppose, for us is, how do we love others? Do we put conditions on our love for others? So at a conference recently, and there was someone talking about Matthew 18. If another believer sins against you, you don't won't think this is about love, but it is. If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offence. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won that person back. But if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again, so that everything you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. If the person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. Then, if he or she won't accept the church's decision, treat that person as a pagan or a corrupt tax collector. Yes, so you love them as much as possible. You love them as much as possible. You love them as much as possible. But if they still don't answer, you throw them out and treat them like a pagan or a tax collector. Who did Jesus have loads of meals with? Pagans and tax collectors. His love doesn't stop. You might think, I've given you this chance, and I've given you this chance, and I've given you this chance, and I've given you this chance. It's almost like I've got to throw you out and start loving you again so I can love you and give you a chance to come back so I can love you more and love you more. Yeah, that's how God wants us to love one another. Ongoing, unending, because that is how he loves us. Love, I have, just as I have loved you, you should love each other. And my, oh my, how much has he loved us? Amen.